This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The Front Range has a new ozone plan, but its authors say a big part of it isn't going to work. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
State air quality commissioners approved the new plan this month. It's required by the EPA because the region has failed to meet federal ozone standards for more than a decade. But here's the thing. Regulators don't think the Front Range can meet a 2024 deadline. So they submitted a plan knowing it'll fail, which would reset the deadline for 2026. Environmental groups blasted the strategy as a cynical delay tactic. While the flawed plan will move forward, air regulators have committed to study new ozone regulations next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado has two job openings for every available worker, and now the state is targeting millions of dollars to fill positions that are often better paying. The strategy calls for reskilling and upskilling people in the workforce at any age. Governor Polis says a four-year degree isn't for everyone.
For many, it's apprenticeships, on-the-job learning, technical or community college education, dual and concurrent enrollment in high school, and many other pathways.
Officials say the state can't rely on importing educated workers any longer. In-state migration is slowing, birth rates are declining, and the workforce is aging. And the Denver Nuggets will host a Christmas clash with the Phoenix Suns tonight. The Nuggets will look for their seventh win in their last eight games. Game time is at 8:30. Warmer temperatures across the state today. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.